Sports Play Show. Come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's right there. That's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian to say she's a beer wonder. Wide.
What?
Day, Tone.
Good day to you, Saya. Where is he?
What's going on, dude?
Going on, dude. Otter, how are we?
Hey, we're doing great, Tony. It's Picks Friday.
It's Picks Friday. Picks Friday. Quick recap. What is Picks Friday? Hey, first time watching. What's Picks Friday? Well, if you didn't watch the show the rest of the week, we talked about all the games all week long. So today we're just doing picks, okay? We're just fucking doing picks. Quick recap of last night. Ravens covered. Good job, boys, except for you, Otter.
Yep. That stuck. That one stuck.
Raging Cajuns let everyone down.
Yep.
Even though I wasn't on them, but they gave up enough points to cover the over on their own. So lost that one. I lost the under in Miami. No, NC State and
I bet on them. Vautech.
It went over by a point, I believe, but the math
covered. Yes, sir.
And Wazoo covered.
They had no fucking business covering that game.
They jumped that early, and that was all she wrote, basically.
You had a good night in hockey too, right? You had a good night in hockey.
Yeah.
How'd Nick do?
I didn't know.
I think he did all right.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you have to bet against fucking Tommy Griechmann every time.
The grease ball.
You have to go against the grease ball. How was NBA?
That's auto bet right now.
Not my hottest night, but, you know, we'll bounce back.
I hit my same game parlay given out on this year program, and then the Thursday night football same game parlay also cash as well.
I believe a hockey flyer from Tone hit as well.
Yeah.
His fucking hat trick goal was filthy.
Okay, so I said 2+ on the show because 3+ was not an option on FanDuel yesterday.
Really?
I said, you give me McDavid against the worst team in the league, there's a chance of goals.
Fucking
they Cooper. Jammed you.
They did Cooper, jam me.
They're jamming Cooper's me tonight.
Was a fucking the sweat till the end, dude. Coovers went up 2, and they gave one up on an when Kraken had an empty net with like 40 seconds left. Their best player made a sprawling block. Probably shattered his ankle in half to get a fucking win.
Hey, that's what we need, okay? All right, let's do it. Picks Friday. NFL. Picks Friday. Let's start in Europe. Jags are -2.5 against the Broncos. I like the Jags run game against the Broncos run defense. I'll take the Jags. Moneyline -136.
Broncos +2.5. Russ has done a lot of things in his life, said a lot of things in his life, but there's no way you talk about getting on a plane and doing high knees and lose a fucking football game.
I like that angle.
Feed me the Broncos.
Yeah, I will be heavily on the Jaguars money line with a cup of coffee. What I'm envisioning, Jaguars defensive players doing high knee celebrations.
Oh.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Otter?
As much as I would love for that to happen, I am going to be on the Broncos plus the 2.5. Oh, I mean, Russell Wilson's a fucking superhero, right?
Bears are at the Cowboys. Was almost a late ad for me on the Bears. Cowboys are a little banged up. I know Micah hasn't been practicing. Zeke has been practicing. But the trade always worries me for like the Bears locker room mentality, so I stayed away.
Yeah, basically telling them you're waving the flag almost. So, yeah, I'm out on this one, Tom.
Yeah, not good for my futures bets that Zeke is out. I do have him over season total yards. Pretty large amount on that, actually. But, going into the – next week's going into the bye, so kind of – it kind of seems like the Cowboys are almost fucking like a look ahead here. Like Jerry Jones is talking like this game doesn't really fucking matter. Like they're just going to fucking win. Whoa. I'm scared.
Are you taking the Bears or what? Are we making picks on Picks Friday or what?
I mean, I'm not taking.
Write a
I'm
book.
Not taking Christ. The fucking, fucking Cowboys
Jesus
right
Christ,
now.
Apocalypse.
Mitt's fucking rattled because yeah. LeBron's not Mitt, a Cowboys
Mitt, the
fan
fucking,
anymore.
The puck's
to
about
do.
To drop, Mitt. Come on.
Dude, mine is 9.5 and you got LeBron's Jerry Jones talking about the fucking bye week next week. Like, I don't
oh,
know,
oh, yeah.
Man.
I admit, I'm shocked you're a Cowboys fan. We won't talk about that on the show.
Did you see who he's a fan of now, though?
No, who did he switch to?
He's a fan the of Browns. The fucking Rams.
Oh, he's back. He went back to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, which is
yeah problematic.
Oh, okay, so yep, not for this show.
Yep, not our.
I admit, Tony.
I am not going to do it. I might throw it in a parlay though. The Cowboys minus the 9.5. I think that defense is, you know, just super legitimate, and that Justin Fields will kind of fall back to the struggle bus.
All right, Raiders are at the Saints. Talked about earlier this week. I'm going to be on the Raiders money line. Saints have Thomas and Landry out again. This feels like a trap, but fucking hook, line, sinker for me, baby.
Love the Raiders all year. Still love them. Love them on Sunday. Raiders money line.
Bruce.
Michael Thomas and Jarvis both out makes it a tough scene. The autumn wind was a Raider.
Let's go, T-Ride!
That's trouble.
What could go wrong?
That's trouble.
That is trouble.
An away team ride.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Just like we thought it would, a battle of the NFC South first place, Panthers and Falcons. I like the Panthers, plus the 4.
I think that was one and done for the Panthers. If this game was last week, I think the Falcons are close to minus 7. I will lay the 4 with Atlanta. Okay.
I hate 4s. Like it just bothers me because you're just stuck there between 3 and 7, and there's nowhere good to buy it to, it feels like.
Uh-huh.
But I do like the Panthers. I'm going to play them plus 7.5 and plus 10.5 in some of my – some of my patented alt spread parlays.
Okay.
Yeah, I am going to be on Atlanta minus the 4 here. Just for what they did for us at the beginning of the season. I know they didn't cover last week, but hey, get back on the train, boys. Let's go. Marks Mariota, let's go.
Steelers, Ted in the hook at Philly.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, thank you, Zaran.
I want to, but I'm gonna save it for a 10.5 down the board.
Okay, no, thank you. Dolphins at Lions. No, thank you here for me.
Yeah, I got nothing here. It's too much to lay the money line.
Yeah, minus 186. It is a little rich, but just imagine it's like Verlander on the bump in April and let it go. I really like the Dolphins. You know, the Lions have injuries at receiver, and Jared Goff's been stinking it up. I don't see how they keep pace.
Okay. Mint, anything in that game?
I might lay the Lions money line in a couple parlays, but I don't know. I don't really like betting against the Lions because I know they like to keep games close, cover spreads, lose games.
They've not been.
Yeah, they haven't been doing that this year, though. So I don't know. I'm scared to bet against the Lions. I'm staying away.
I get it. Off of a bye, too. Cards are at the Vikes. 3.5, 3.5. Ugly number.
Fuck that.
Ugly teams. I'm out. I'm just saying like these two teams are. I feel like every time you bet on these teams, they fucking fail you.
Cards have historically struggled in Minnesota. Dog in this matchup, 7-2-2, last 11. Cliff and Kyler on the road as a dog, 15-3-2 ATS with 8 straight up wins. Feed me the Cardinals and the points.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm on the Vikings. That is intimidating road dog trend, but I think with the 10 days off, they should be flying around. And, you know, if you just take away D-Hop, that offense with, like, you know, if you can contain him, stinks. And Connor's out, so give me the Vikings.
Mitt, did you say anything on this one?
I said this game kind of fucking stinks, but I'll probably be on the Cardinals.
This game's a banger.
Give
me the best game of the day.
This is my fourth quarter. Oh no, I made a mistake. Game of the week. Jets. I bought to 3.5 at home against the Patriots.
Patriots covered 7 straight after a double-digit loss at home. Covered 6 of 7, playing on a Sunday following a Monday.
Okay.
Keep the streak going. Patriots money line. Thank you very much.
Fucking hell of a trend there, Paul.
I'm sitting it out because of those trends alone. I'm worried about the loss of Breece Hall and the O tackle for the Jets. So just no play for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been a little too much Jets hype here. I feel like I think Bill, he knows the Jets. He knows how to beat them. He got fired from there, or actually no, he quit that fucking job. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. I don't like betting against Bill. I think taking Bill Belichick is just always a good
solid
bet.
Nobody does. It's a trap. Give me the Titans minus 2.5. I don't know. Give me the money line in Houston.
Yeah, love the money line. Might love it more if Malik Willis is in, too. Tannehill might be out. Feed me the Titans.
Oh, wait. Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he...
Oh, Tannehill is not practicing.
He did not practice today.
I don't...
Feed me Malik.
No, I mean, I think that's a positive for the Titans.
That's not a positive.
No. No, I do not think that's positive for the Titans. I will still be betting their trap money line here, but that scares the absolute fuck out of me.
That's why the line's like that. That makes a lot more sense. All right, Giants are at the Seahawks. 3. I'm out. Bet rushing overs.
Favorite in this matchup covered 6 of 8. Giants covered 1 of 5 against the Seahawks. Give me the Seahawks money line at home.
Giants plus 3.5 till it breaks my heart. Let's keep it rolling. We'll be underdogs next week in the bye and the underdogs the week after that.
Woe is me. I'm 6-1.
This line makes no fucking sense to me. I feel like New York probably should be favored here, but since they're not, I'm taking the Seahawks minus the 3. Let's go.
Commanders are at the Colts. Gino. There's too much moxie. There's too much fucking... Just pure quarterback grit oozing off of this field. I'm not picking a side.
Home team covered 4 of 5 in this matchup. Commanders have not covered in 4 against Indy. Feed me Ellinger at home. Money line.
I sadly lean dog. Just I can't get it out of my head. Heinicke, Sam Ellinger, plus 3.
Okay.
But I'm going to buy it up to 7.5 in the parlay.
Okay. Anything?
I mean, I love Matthew McConaughey, so I'm going to ride with the fucking Colts here. We got the fucking Longhorns, and now he's a Colt. He's Sam Ellinger. He's going to fucking ball. He's going to cover the 3. Let's fucking go, Sam.
Niners are in L.A. against the Rams. This would normally be an auto Niners, under for me.
Normally.
Rams off of a bye scares me away.
Ooh, Sean McVay getting all nerdy.
Yeah, Rams off a bye. Do they fix things? Scares me away.
Shanahan, sack lunch, Niners money line.
Yeah, Niners. Niners for me.
I am rather a large play on the St. Louis, or not the St. Louis, geez, the Los Angeles Rams here. Sorry. I began my ball boy career as a St. Louis Rams ball boy, by the way. So that's how I got that messed up.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Sunday Night Football, Packers are at the Bills, 10.5. No thanks.
Fuck off.
I'm doing it.
Which side? Oh, no, I know who you are. Yeah, you're doing taking the Packers.
I'm fading the Bills. Sue me. Please don't actually sue me.
Meant anything for you on that one?
I'm going to take the over and just root for people to score touchdowns.
It's a good move.
Okay. All right, let's do college football.
You want to run through them, Tone?
What, college football?
No, just picks for
NFL. Oh, yeah, my bad. Let's run through them. I am on Jacksonville money line, Vegas money line, Carolina plus 4, Jets plus 3.5, Titans money line, and I was going to go under for San Fran and L.A., but I'm deleting that bet right now.
Broncos plus 2.5, Cards plus 3.5, Raiders money line, Pats money line, Titans money line, Seahawks money line, Niners money line, Colts money line.
This is an 8-leg parlay. I'm doing it because it's my birthday and I can. Jaguars money line, Dolphins minus 186, Vikings minus 184, Panthers plus 10.5, 49ers money line, Commanders plus 7.5. G-men plus 3.5 and the Packers plus the 10.5 to sweat out. I think it's 169 to win, like 9.5.
Bad papers.
That was a let me put everything left in my account.
No, dude, I
$160.75
deposit, boy.
Clean sweep last night, pal.
Fuck, you know, yeah.
What are you getting at,
Bruce? Why are you so?
I just didn't have to deposit.
Huh?
Hell
yeah.
What made you bet $169 then, Bruce?
Well, $100. To see what the odds would be, and then 69 because it'd make me chuckle.
That's all you needed to say.
All right. I'm on, run through yours. Denver plus the 2.5. We got Atlanta minus the 4. We got Tennessee minus the 2.5. Seattle minus 3. Indy minus 3. And then the LA Rams money line, and then the over of Green Bay and Buffalo.
All good. All right. Now we go to college football. College football we go. I got 3 noon games. I'll start it off. First one, I bought the point. TCU minus 6.5. W's pass defense stinks. I know it's a hard place to play. It could be a sleepy place to play for TCU, but I'll lay the 6.5.
Attaboy. Started off UConn getting 7.5 at home versus Boston College.
That was on my sheet all week long.
Boston College 1-3 ATS on the road. Huskies covered 4 straight.
I took it off, but it was on my sheet all week long. Nooners back there. Any?
Just Penn State for me. Okay. I think that they keep it close. Okay. I got a feeling. Ooh. The Penn State might lose by 12.
And I hope they score fucking points. I got the over. We're staying there. I got the over of 61 in that game. Ohio State going to Penn State. Hopefully Penn State can keep up with Ohio State.
You do love your Ohio State overs. I also got, starting maxing a little early, Miami of Ohio minus 8 versus Akron.
There goes love my hero.
Love the matchup for the Red Hawks.
Watch out for Joe Moorhead, Akron head coach.
I'm also going to do something crazy here and take an under in an Oklahoma game. Oklahoma-Iowa State. Iowa State's defense really good. Offense not good. So under 56.5, I think, is high enough today. Take an under in that one.
I'm on Oklahoma money line in that one, too.
Okay.
And you talked me into Arkansas money line at Auburn, too.
Okay, what time does that start?
Nooner.
Just added it as we were speaking.
Hell yeah. I almost went Iowa State.
And I bought Arkansas to 2.5. Here's why. Auburn's rushing defense stinks. Now, Arkansas doesn't have a great defense either, but what does Auburn have left to play for right now? The coach is going to be gone. Like, I heard he's I don't know.
He was fired 3 weeks ago.
Late Arkansas ad for me at noon. I got a noon 30 under Miami and Virginia. Those offenses stink. That's 48.5. And then I got a 2:30. Anyone else got anything before 2:30?
I got two more nooners.
Go ahead. Take it away.
Cuse money line at home. Love it.
I don't know.
Love it.
I don't know what's. I don't know what scared me away there.
And fade Miami continues. Yes. I will take Virginia plus 2.5. Dog in this matchup covered 15 of 18, and the Canes have not covered in 6.
Okay.
Yep, I am meeting Gumpy there. Miami still owes us money from fucking the last 3 years, so let's fucking go, Virginia.
I got another under. Rutgers in Minnesota. Minnesota's offense has looked terrible as of late. I think their defense is good enough to contain Rutgers a little bit, so I took the under in that one.
You'd have to hope.
You would hope so. Anything before we get into 3:30s? Anybody? Nope. Anybody? My first 3:30. I got a matchup. I don't know what I'm doing here. Matchup of bottom 5 teams. I'm taking New Mexico State money line versus UMass.
Sicko.
Yeah.
Sicko.
Yeah. Love those it. Are ranked like 129 and 130 in the fucking nation, those two teams. That's a good one.
Why are you betting this game?
The numbers, the numbers, the numbers, they
so,
tell me.
So bad, right. It's good.
And you know, 330s.
Wake Forest is minus 3.5, but they're minus 150 on the money line.
Yeah.
I'll wipe the points. Give me Wake Forest money line at Louisville.
Okay.
I am taking Northwestern plus the, I think it's 10.5 or 11 at Iowa. 37, I think, so the total should be a nice grinded out affair. Lose by 10.
I got Tulsa at 330 plus the 3 against SMU earlier this week. It's down to 1.5. SMU, you know, I have been on the fade SMU for a few weeks here, and their quarterback Tanner Mordecai might be out. So give me a Tulsa in that one at 330. Any other? Yeah, keep going.
Taking Oklahoma State plus 1.5 at K-State. Gundy is a dog. Love it.
Adrian Martinez might be out.
Yeah.
Boys, back. Any more 330s?
Yeah, we got a UGA minus 22.5. Florida going to University of Georgia. The number one team in the country. They're going to beat the absolute dog shit out of Florida. Wipe the points. Doesn't matter. They could be minus 30. Let's fucking go.
Team I love. I bought them down to 6.5. Illinois minus 6.5 at Nebraska. I think they're going to run the ball all over Nebraska.
What's and going good, on in Nebraska?
And they have a good defense. So, Illinois minus 6.5 in Nebraska.
Is Nebraska still just like losing close games?
They're very up and down. They're very up and down.
What a mess.
Any other 330s? Because I got two more.
I got Cincy getting 1.5.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it at money line. I like it at plus 1.5.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on with that line, pal. I hope for our best.
Yeah, no shit.
And then my last one. There's a lot of these type of lines this weekend. This range. I'm taking Mizzou plus the 4 against South Carolina. There's something stinky there, and I want to be on the stinky side. Give me Mizzou plus the 4 in that one.
I'm going back to get hurt again by Ole Miss. Money line at A&M.
Yep, that's my first 7:30 game. Just fucking put me back in my crazy person suit and...
Yeah, sign me up.
Sign me up for Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, as we're talking SEC ball games and we're getting into the 7 o'clocks, I got Tennessee minus the 12, Kentucky going into Tennessee. Kentucky cannot compete with the big dogs over there in Tennessee.
Okay. Bruce, any other 7:30?
Yeah, I'm on Kentucky. I think that Mayo Man will, in fact, hang around with Tennessee. I think Tennessee's kind of in that spot. And Kentucky can be those guys. So I'm on that one. And then Baylor.
Let's get our money back.
Yeah. You guys kind of talked me into it. But yeah, I 10 started just to get my money back.
Oh, you're a son of a bitch, dude.
Literally like a sicko, just going back to Lubbock, Texas with an empty briefcase.
Yeah, I took Baylor plus the 3.5, bought it up to 3.5. I think it's a better matchup for them against Texas Tech.
The dogs covered 4 straight in that matchup too.
My last one is UTEP. UTEP money line at home against Middle Tennessee State.
Last one of the day, UNC money line at home against Pitt.
Okay, that's one of those ones that I said was like a 3-4 line, where you didn't know.
Hold on, lad.
Hold on.
I'll meet you there, Gumpy. We got UNC. I was going to take a minus the 3, but I kind of do just want to wipe the points and take a money line, so I'm going to go UNC money line.
Bruce, you're going to say something there?
I think
Bill has a pick.
Yeah, I think Bill has a play, and the crutches fall. Did we do Oklahoma State?
Gumpy mentioned Oklahoma State.
Yeah, so I'm basically just being a big old wuss about Iowa State and Kansas State.
On taking them?
Yeah. Scared.
I understand it.
And Gump's on the other side of both.
I understand it.
So that's my update.
Okay.
Bill, what do you got?
Hey, good update.
Gump in the water's fine.
I got boxing picks, actually, so I'm just hopping in now.
Boxing. Boxing picks.
Yes! Oh, all
right.
Let's knock a motherfucker out, Bill. Let's go!
Boxing?
Let's roll through the college football picks, and then we'll get to Bill's boxing picks. Bruce, Bill's if you have to go, just tell Nick to fill in for you back there. Miami of Ohio minus the 8. The under in Oklahoma, Iowa State. TCU minus 6.5. Miami and Virginia under. Rutgers and Minnesota under. New Mexico State money line. Tulsa plus the 3. Illinois minus 6.5. Cincinnati plus 1.5. Mizzou plus the 4. Ole Miss money line. Baylor plus the 3.5. UTEP money line.
UConn plus 7.5. Arkansas money line. Oklahoma money line. Syracuse money line, Virginia plus 2.5, Wake Forest money line, Oak State plus 1.5, Cincy plus 1.5, Ole Miss money line, Baylor plus 3, and UNC money line. Okay.
I got Penn State with the points, Northwestern with the points, Kentucky with the points, and then Baylor 10 star. How about this little birthday parlay as well? Penn State plus 17.5, Northwestern plus 14.5, Kentucky plus 17.5. You don't even want to know what I did with that one.
Okay. Hey, no, we don't.
Go. We're going to go over Ohio State at Penn State. UGA minus the 22.5. Louisville plus the 3.5. Tennessee minus 12. UNC minus 3.
Okay, Bill, what's your fucking boxing picks, dude?
Two fights. We got Lomachenko making his debut back after quite literally fighting on the battlegrounds for Ukraine.
I respect.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got dead coaches games. This is a country invasion fight.
Thanks for coming in for this, Bill. Actually, I respect this.
Yes. So yeah. He's a minus 3,000 favorite against Ortiz. But what you can do is you can take that to not go the distance at minus 150, or even better, the fight to be under 10.5 rounds, minus 108. This guy, I mean, if you don't knock him out, what were you even fighting for in Ukraine?
I agree,
you
know,
Bill. Why come back?
Bill, I agree with you.
They used to be sparring partners, people are saying.
He has been training, too. He's not, like, leaving the front line just straight to the ring.
Well, I kind of wish he was, Bruce.
And then, you know, the everyone's favorite boxer, Jake Paul, fighting same night against Anderson Silva.
He looks good.
That's only a minus 215, and everyone knows that every single one of his fights is rigged. So, I mean, easy money.
Okay.
Got to clean up.
Love it. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I did boxing see. Boxing Bill. I did think when I saw the picture and fucking Jake was like squared up, and then fucking Silva was just kind of like had this big smile on his face.
The offer.
Why?
If Jake Paul loses, he'll fight Anderson Silva kickboxing. But if
Jesus,
Jake Paul wins, Anderson Silva forms an alliance with Jake Paul to get the UFC fighters more money.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Anderson Silva looks
pretty sweet, actually.
Very interesting.
He looks super old.
Yeah, he does. World Series tonight.
The World Series.
He is.
Yeah, he's just an old guy.
World Series tonight.
Yes.
Verlander's $1.70.
$1.70.
Verlander's $1.70 favorite. I almost took the Phillies plus +0.5. I'm going to see how this series starts out tonight.
Astros money line's what? Minus 150?
68 now.
First five?
Oh, first five.
It's probably, yeah.
First five,
minus
probably.
Minus 165, probably.
First five, minus 160. Give me the Astros.
Okay. Anyone else?
I'm just going to say it now. Astros first five money line every game of this series.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were talking about getting jammed earlier. This was a bit of a jam. So you could parlay Aaron Nola's alternate strikeouts, but not Verlander's. I guess that's because they haven't named a starter, but that's a bunch of malarkey. So I was going to do Astros money line with Verlander over 6+ strikeouts. I couldn't do it, so I decided, hey, fuck it. I'm only going to take Verlander strikeouts because fuck the Astros. So that is what I'm on. It's minus 180, but I think 6 is a safe number.
Okay. Let's do NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, you got NBA tonight?
Yes, I do. Tony,
You want me to shoot?
Yeah, go ahead. Whoever's ready.
All right, yeah, so I got a same game parlay. Won last night, which was sweet. Tonight, I have Donovan Mitchell to score 20+, Evan Mobley 10+, and the Cavaliers plus 10.5 at the Boston Celtics. You know, I don't even remember what the original line was. I think it was 6, maybe. I think it's a close game there. The Raptors plus 7.5 with Pascal Siakam 20+. They just played the 76ers. They have them again, this time in Toronto. And I think that's another dogfight. And then finally, the Knicks plus 10.5 and Jalen Brunson 15+. The Knicks, at least anecdotally, feels like we always play the Bucks tough. Would be a massive win. Twitter would go nuts. So I like us to keep it close there.
Okay. Mitt, you tonight there?
I actually Surprisingly, I am with Bruce on every one of those. I like Cleveland plus the 5.5. I like Indiana tonight plus 5.5. Wow. I never bet on Indiana, so this is a big deal for me. I like Atlanta minus six.
You could get Cleveland at 6.5 right now if you'd like.
There you go. All right. I'm switching my number to 6.5. Cleveland plus the 6.5. We got Atlanta minus 6. I like the Portland minus 5. And then I did love the Knicks to cover plus 7 at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been kicking ass. But, hey, I think the Knicks are kind of fucking playing ball.
You got any tonight, Bob, for NBA?
I like the Raptors again, money line over the Sixers. And I think the Pelicans getting 7.5 is too much in Phoenix. I like Pelicans too.
Okay, especially after a heated game that the Suns just had. We welcome to the table Mr. Skates himself. How was last night?
How was last night, he asks. How do you think last night was, Tony? See me coming in smiling in a good mood today?
Yeah, dude, we got Pizza Hut.
We did get Pizza Hut, but it was not with my winnings. That's why, had I had a winning night, boys, I would have been buying Pizza Hut on the house for you guys.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot. Instead, I was going around asking for cash apps, okay? So, no, it was 3-4, you know.
It's getting going in the right direction.
It's not. It's not. But that's what we do here. We're transparent.
Fake Grishman, dude. That's all you gotta do.
You may have to fake Grish.
Didn't I? Did I take him?
Yeah, you loved Grish. Tonight, though, Vegas is $3 favorites against the Ducks. Anything there?
No.
Boys?
No. It's just too much. I mean, Vegas is the play. It's just too much.
The stupid Bruin. Oh, wait.
Fucking Vegas puck line and stoner, baby. Like clockwork. I don't think I've been wrong yet. Light the lamps, baby.
He has not been wrong yet, but it is minus 124 for the Vegas puck line. That is not a tasty bet.
Bees are going to Columbus, and they're $1.50 favorites. They played last night against the Wings?
They did play last night. They beat the fuck out of the Detroit Red Wings. Swayman finally gets a W.
Right.
Gumpy's happy. Thing about tonight, Brad Marchand will not play.
Okay.
After playing last night. A little bit of load management for him just coming back with the injury. Krejci didn't travel to Columbus. He didn't make the trip with an upper body injury. So that is two of Boston's premier players out. The Blue Jackets have won 3 of their last 5. They are at home. I still will not touch this game.
Okay. Launcher at the Devils. Launcher short favorites.
Yeah, for that reason, I will take a chance on Colorado here. Minus 128. Go ahead, Gumpy.
Francois gets his first win of the season, my friend. Colorado money line. The Devils fuck me every way I bet on them, so fuck them.
Yeah, the Devils are one of those teams that we do not have a lot of luck with or against, to be honest. So this one is scary, but we will do it.
20,000 screaming Craniacs, brother.
Hell yeah.
And they're also minus $2.
Yeah, I will take Carolina, though, on the 60-minute money line. I believe Freddie Anderson is going to go against Sorokin. So two number ones there going to battle. The Islanders snapped their 3-game losing streak by beating the Rangers the other night. Still, Carolina, a much better team. Should be the play tonight.
Pens are also
60-minute line.
Sorry, my bad. That's on me.
It's all good.
You're good.
Pens are also $2 favorites at the Cougars.
Yeah, Pens have lost their last star. Two.
Five star.
I watched the fucking Canucks play the Kraken last night. The Cougars left everything they had on that ice in Seattle.
You tell me.
This should be ugly. Penguins 60-minute line, maybe 5-0.
Okay, I like it.
Man, this is tough because I didn't want to do the homer bet again. I did the homer bet last time.
He gave you the reasons.
Best player fucking threw himself to the ground, had to be carried off the ice to beat the Kraken. That was everything they had, dude. They're cooked.
All right, I'll do it. Pens, 60-minute. Let's do it.
Last game of the night.
They fucking better win. Tristan Jarry's going against. Was it Spencer Martin playing? We got Spence Martin going.
Yeah, fucking Donnie Martin.
Come on.
Last game of the night, the Yotes open up their brand new facility against the Jets.
Mullet Arena is going to be rocking tonight. All 5,000 seats are going to be loud and proud. They're giving away mullets at the gate when you come in.
Wait, that's not fucking real, right?
Yeah, it is, dude.
Oh, it's very real.
What?
The players are getting dressed in the hallways. They set up some lockers and some curtains. The Jets played last night, but there's no way they don't come in here absolutely steaming, pissed off at what they got to go through to play in this fucking arena. The Yotes, those sorry, sad bastards. Give me the Jets money line.
No.
Give me the Jets money line.
Where are they playing?
Come
on. Arizona fucking State?
Yeah, and even Arizona State doesn't want them there. People were asking the Arizona State people, like, what's going on? And they're like, I don't know. This is our arena, though, so they're not going to come in here and change everything. Like,
it is quite a matchup in net between David Riddich and Karel Vejmelka.
Don't sleep on Vejmelka, okay?
Yeah, his 4.77 tells me otherwise. What the fuck? What's the over on this, 11? Oh, give me the over 6.5, please.
Okay, it'll be a fun one there tonight. It'll be an absolute fun one.
Oh, yeah, can't wait.
Good luck.
Great start Friday night.
Hey, there is the other side. The Arizona people are spending 5,000 people. It could get loud and crazy.
Super loud.
There. Cool environment. Oh, yeah. Maybe the Yotes feed off it. And I like the Yotes. Scrappy bunch of guys. I don't play in the players. It's just the organization's a shit show. So.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you,
boys. Let's do footy and call it a day.
Yeah, I'll just run through it quick here, Tom.
Okay.
Saturday EPL, Newcastle is rolling. They continue to roll. Moneyline over Aston Villa. Tottenham has to fucking figure it out at some point.
Yes,
why not tomorrow? Moneyline versus Bournemouth.
Okay.
Chelsea draw no bet versus Brighton. Chelsea's new coach against his old squad. I like them there.
Mm-hmm.
Juventus moneyline versus Lecce. Dortmund draw no bet versus Frankfurt. Wolfsburg money line versus Bochum, and Marseille draw no bet versus Strasbourg.
Okay.
La Liga, Celta Vigo draw no bet versus Almeria. Atletico money line versus Cadiz. Sevilla money line versus Rayo Vallecano, and Barca money line versus Valencia. Some teams that played during the week getting at a decent number on the weekend.
It's always
that can backfire.
It's always the worry.
Yeah, it can backfire quickly, but we'll dive in. Sunday, bit of a flyer. I like West Ham double chance at Man U. I think West Ham can get at least a draw here.
Okay.
La Liga, Villarreal double chance versus Bilbao. I think the same here. I think they can get a draw. Another double chance on Real Betis at Sociedad. I think Betis is just as good.
Uh-huh.
Serie A, Atalanta money line at Empoli. Udinese moneyline versus Cremonese.
Uh-huh.
AC Milan moneyline versus Torino. Bundesliga, I like Union Berlin moneyline versus Gladbach. Gladbach is struggling.
I hate when that happens with Gladbach.
I don't know what's going on, but they can't figure it out. Freiburg moneyline versus Schalke. Hoffenheim on a draw no bet versus Cologne. Cologne's not looking great. And then Ligue 1, I like Rams draw no bet. Lorient draw no bets, and Lille double chance at Lyon.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Good work. Good work out of you.
Good work, Tom.
It's a lot of
good
picks.
Week.
It's a lot of picks.
Good week.
Good work out of you, Bruce.
Bruce is gone.
Good work, Otter.
Thank you.
That baby, Matt.
Good work, Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Nick.
Good work. Good work, everyone. Where's my camera? Good work, everyone listening and watching.
Other camera.
Love you.
Other camera.
Good work, everyone listening and watching. Love you.
Nailed it.
Two different. For one show, it's that one. For one show, it's that one. We can't thank you guys enough. Really appreciate it, honestly. We try to make everybody a little bit of money here and there. That's all we try to do, pal. We'll be back Monday to recap it all. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.